Our guest at the cafe this morning is the co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, Dr. Carrie McCreary. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a while back we talked about pet insurance, and it's been a while. And so I came across another article about pet insurance. I thought we might talk about it again. As I recall, when we talked before, you were very much in favor of the idea of pet insurance.
Yeah, I definitely still am, for sure.
Well, of course, especially now, I think people feel more of an obligation, or maybe it's not an obligation. Maybe they this is just how they feel, that they feel that they have to take care of their pets in a more comprehensive kind of way than perhaps they would have a generation ago.
Yeah, that's definitely changed a lot. I mean, we've kind of touched on it before, but pets now even have, you know, cardiologists and, you know, orthopedic surgeons and dermatologists. So really all the specialties that you see for pets are kind of trending, you know, the specialties for people are trending the same way towards pets. So people are taking a lot better care. And then they're starting to be prepared for the cost of, you know, something, some kind of emergency happening, yeah. Emergency surgery or a broken leg or things like that, for sure.
Yeah, because the cost can be pretty major for...
Yeah, it really can. And one thing I was reading in that article helped me kind of stay up to date as well, that a lot of the times they're mostly for conditions that are not pre-existing, and there's accidental kind of emergency mm-hmm. insurance, mm-hmm. and then you can also add a rider onto that, almost like co-insurance for wellness care. So that also includes like their vaccines and their dental cleanings and all the things like that's preventative care to keep them healthy too.
I saw an article, well, the same article that you saw, that estimates the average cost of pet insurance at about $76 a month. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, it just varies as well, because it just depends on all the different things that you want to add on. And now there's so many different brands. So a lot of like human insurance companies are now starting to have their own line of pet insurance as well.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. One thing that I thought that was interesting, and I think we've probably had a couple calls for this, but I haven't really investigated much, is that there are some insurance now really trending towards human health care, where like they're starting to get some vets that are in like a PPO almost. So you're in a certain group of vets, and then that insurance applies to those vets. So, you know, the in-network or out-of-network thing, I think there's some companies starting to trend towards that, but I haven't seen it much yet.
I see. The article said 77% of the people who had pet insurance said that they were glad they had it in an emergency.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not always an emergency. I mean, sometimes it's not, you know, your dog was hit by a car. Sometimes it's they were, you know, have a horrible ear infection and they need surgery to help flush the ear and correct it. And a lot of times those things can add up too. So, I mean, really just any illness or emergency would probably be worth covering. You know, sometimes just the accidental is not, may not be that beneficial, but if it covers anything other than wellness, I mean, all dogs have issues at some point, dogs and cats, so it'd be worth it.
We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary, and she is the co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. As you already alluded a moment ago, there are different types of insurance, and there is accident-only insurance, which the article said you could get for about $10 a month. That's
mm-hmm.
that's very reasonable,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah,
it only covers an accident.
Right. I'd just be really interested. I'm sure there's a lot of fine print, but it'd be so interesting to see what qualifies as an accident versus illness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and then there is accident and illness
mm-hmm.
coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's wellness coverage, which I guess is kind of the gold standard of pet insurance.
Well, I think wellness is the one that you can add on. And so wellness is just going to be more of your preventative care, like your annual vaccines, dewormings, heartworm tests, like your generally just your stuff to keep them healthy. You know, and I think a lot of that, if what I understand is correct, is if you do have wellness, then your illness plans go down, which makes sense because obviously we do this preventative care so that we have less illness, you know, less infectious disease, less, you know, incidence of heartworms and things like that.
I see.
So, mm-hmm.
so it might be more economical in the long run, perhaps.
Exactly, because we always say prevention is the best medicine.
I see.
So.
How many of your clients now have pet insurance, would you say?
I mean, I would say probably not more than 15%.
Yeah. So it's still, this is still something that's somewhat new, but people are coming around to it.
Yeah. And we have to remember, too, it's different. So it's not like they call and say, we have insurance. Most of the pet insurance doesn't involve us at all. They just need the medical records, and they get reimbursed for whatever they pay the vet. So it may be a higher number than that, but for the most part, we're not in the middle of all of that. It's something that the client and the insurance company work out together.
I see. So the insurance company does not directly work with your office.
Exactly. So the owner will pay, then the insurance company will reimburse them.
I see. So I was going to ask if you've had good results in working with the pet insurance companies, but you just answered that question. You don't have to do that.
Not much, but a lot of them have been great about, you know, giving free months, you know, so it'd be really worth it if you get a new puppy or something like that to try a month out. So
yeah. Oh, a free month.
Yeah, like a free month of it.
Yeah,
I mean, and then you can get discounted. They basically try to promote you to go to the vet and get that baseline checkup so that we know there's no pre-existing conditions, mm-hmm. so you don't have that issue later on.
Well, interesting subject. Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone.
Oh, anytime.
It's Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.